अपने से आगे बढ़ाने वाले बाबा, अपने से ऊंचा बनाने वाले बाबा।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग एंड हैप्पी एनिवर्सरी। As you see, we have balloons around us, and it's exactly 30 years to the day that Global House started. And so we'll be having a short celebration for that in just a little while. And of course, many, many things have happened through the years in terms of service and sustenance of the Brahman family, but also the expansion of the Brahman family, but also, of course, very eminent personalities visiting Baba's house. So, and each and every single one of the Dadis was here. So this is our great, great fortune. Didi left before Global House started, but I think all the other Dadis have been here. So this house is blessed and filled with a huge amount of fortune. And I just want to pick up on one of the sentences of the song. It spoke about how Baba is the one who's giving us so much fortune that he elevates us and makes us even greater than himself. And today's Murli is absolutely that. Although God is the seed of the whole human world tree, and if you think about 8 billion people part of this tree, so it's a huge tree, but within that, Baba has spoken about not the seed. The seed becomes incognito. Baba has spoken about all the children being the foundation and the image of support for the whole world, the whole tree. And another very lovely title Baba has used is that you children are the image of fortune for the whole tree. Seeing you, others can have a glimpse of what Satyug is about. And so it's a very, very beautiful Murli. And I don't intend to take up all the different things that Baba has mentioned, but I do want to take up a couple of points, and it'll be a short session now so that we can have time for the celebration. But when Baba is saying that you are the foundation for the whole tree, and Baba is very specific, when you rise, the world is uplifted. And when you fall, then the world also changes. And so just thinking about those images that have been shown seated at the bottom of the kalpa tree, and Baba's children being the roots, so the foundation. And I was asking myself the question, Baba saying, generally, you are the foundation. But what does it mean for me? And for me it means, how deep is my faith? If you see a tree that's not got very deep roots, then the storms come and the tree is blown away. But if it's a big tree and it's a strong tree, then the important thing is that the roots are very, very deep. And so the foundation is very strong. And so, how deep is my foundation? And my foundation is of three things. It's the foundation of faith, the foundation of love, and the foundation of purity. And in all those three aspects, it's time to look at the self and see, how deep is my faith? Things happen, things come, things go, whether it's the conditions of the world, or my own sanskaras, or circumstances, or the karmic accounts with the Brahmin family. There was a comment that Baba made a couple of weeks ago that actually when things come to shake you, it's the things that happen within the Brahmin family. And of course we know that our connection has been through the whole cycle, but also over the past 63 births, there must have been lots and lots of stories and histories and many things. And so, is my faith today strong enough to survive whatever happens, whether it's the state of the world or whether it's my sanskars or whether it's the things that happen within the Brahmin family, my karmic accounts that show up that I had no idea about. I didn't know the sort of karma I would be dealing with when I came to Baba. But is my faith so deep that it actually is able to support me through all of those things? And faith in Baba, faith in Dharma, and then number wise becomes faith in Baba. Everybody here will say we have faith in Baba. Faith in Dharma, we're learning. We see how, yes, things that we thought were not so easy, maybe very challenging, but then we see that actually the things that happened taught us so much and brought us further forward. And so faith in Dharma begins to grow slowly. I think it's not fast, it's a slow process. And then faith in the family. Again, you begin to understand that every single Brahmin has nothing but good intentions. And then nature and sanskars sometimes come in the way. But the intentions are always, always that I want to become Sattva Pradhan. And if there's anything that's connected with that, then I also really want others to become Sattva Pradhan too. Because I know deep down that the future is together. It's not just for one birth or two births. When it's relationship with Lokiks, then it's probably one or two births. It might not be longer than that. But when it comes to the Brahmin family, it's an eternal connection that we have through the whole cycle. And so, if things happen today, and whatever may happen tomorrow, how do they impact my faith? And is my faith strong enough for me to keep coming back to Baba and saying, well, whatever else is going on, I know that this faith, that this is Baba, this is Baba's work, and this is the way it's happening. Am I able to keep that faith with myself no matter what? And the second aspect, so unshakable faith. And there was a word that Baba had used many years ago, but it became a slogan for the family for the whole year. Unshakable faith and unbreakable love. So things will happen and maybe love changes sometimes, but can I bring it back to that original pure state of love in which there's nothing else that gets mixed within it? Because many things can happen to create that mixture. But can I come back to that awareness that this is a spiritual family, this is the godly family, and this is the family I'm going to be with through the whole cycle? And so to keep checking back on faith and love. And Baba says these two are the factors that lead to victory. But also the Gita has remembered these two factors as being the essential ingredients for victory. But I would also like to add purity. We've just been through the festival of Raksha Bandhan, but also just thinking about the ancestor souls and how each one of them was the embodiment of purity. and when the yagyas started, all the battles were for purity. But when they came out on the field of service in Bharat, 1 year coming into Bharat, they still had that time of the 14 years tapasya. But after that, then service. And how did service happen? It happened through the power of their purity. And so today also, sitting at the bottom of the tree in the foundation, to what extent is there that awareness of the importance of purity and the power of purity? And I'm not going to go into all the detail of purity, you know many, many aspects. But in particular, I'm thinking about how, at this moment, how pure are my feelings? Because a lot of our service today is not just personal, and it's not even Zoom, even though that reaches out to multi-thousands in a way that we didn't reach out before. But the world needs our good wishes. And so how am I going to be able to clean myself to such an extent that that purity of my pure feelings is able to give good wishes to the world, and I can be Baba's instrument to serve at this very, very challenging time for the world? And so I think that that foundation of purity is also the foundation that's part of the support for the whole tree. And so one other thing I want to mention is how, on the one side, every single murli reminds us of our original state of self-esteem, valuing the self, and based on that is how much I value everybody else. And if self-esteem is not so strong and powerful, how can I have value for others if I don't recognize the value of who I am? And so every sakar murli, every avyakt murli especially, is a very, very powerful reminder of who we really, truly are. And so a question, how come we keep forgetting? And so we forget what Baba's reminding me of, we forget what Baba wants me to be, and Baba's definitely not just seeing the present. Baba's really seeing the whole cycle. And this is why Baba's able to have total faith in us. We lack faith in ourselves sometimes, but Baba has total faith in us that, yes, this is your future. And Baba sees us, that future being present. And so Baba speaks to us in that language. Baba's not saying you will be the images of support. Baba's saying you are the images of support. Baba's not saying you will be able to show others a picture of the fortune of the future. No, Baba speaks in the present. Because for Baba, the past, present, future, very, very clear. Absolutely everything in front of Baba. And so the effort is to keep that awareness of how does Baba see me? And if I remember that, then no obstacles, no barriers, no boundaries. The soul's able to fly. So you'll hear the full murli, but I'm going to exit the stage now because there's a very lovely celebration that's waiting for everyone. Om Shanti.